Blog Talk Radio.
On this day, the first George Clinton was the first American vice president to die in office. He died April 20th, 1812. Of course, that's the 1812 war with Britain. And of course, the 1812, as it refers to Tchaikovsky's overture, that overture had nothing to do with the war, American and British War of 1812. It was written in the 1870s to commemorate the coronation of one of the Russian czars. I think it was Alexander II. Among the birthdays today, the greatest of the Roman emperors, he was also a philosopher, and there's a movie, The Fall of the Roman Empire, based on Gibbon's historical series and back in the 17th century. Marcus Aurelius, see the movie, Fall of the Roman Empire, is a great film. He reigned as emperor from 161 and 180. He was poisoned. Alec Guinness played Marcus Aurelius in that movie. Telemann, the composer, was born on this day. Louis Napoleon, who was a nephew of Napoleon Bonaparte, he was the guy who started the adventure of talking Archduke Maximilian of Austria to set himself up as the Emperor of Mexico. And, of course, this was done while America was involved in the Civil War. And after the Civil War, the American government told the French to get out. And so Maximilian was captured and executed. And there's a famous movie called Juarez. The significance of this is that Raul Vicente Almason, his family fled Mexico and went to the Philippines. Raul was the grandnephew of Benito Juarez, the first Indian who was president of Mexico. Raul was a great lawyer. He died recently. His son-in-law was George, I forgot his last name, was related to George Marshall, was related to General Marshall, distant relative. And, of course, one of his daughters, he had three of them, married George Marshall, who was a U.S. Marine embassy guard in Switzerland, and she was a student there at boarding school. And then Raul re-emigrated, or his family re-emigrated back to the United States, and he died recently in 1997, and he was also involved. He helped start the Stephen Neri U.S. Navy sailor case, a kid who was raped. 18-year-old kid who was raped, railroad, drugged, and involved in the corruption in San Francisco. His case helped expose what's been really going on and what's the matter with San Francisco. Among the other birthdays today, Charles Curtis was an attorney who also invented the turbine. Gregory Ratov was a Russian emigre in the after the Russian Civil War. He had this great voice. Another actor, Bruce Cabot, his birthday. Another actress, Nina Foch, who was born in Holland. And then, if you remember Star Wars, some people call it Schlock Wars, George Takei. He played a prominent role in that film, and also he came out as gay, and nobody really cares. Ryan O'Neill, another actor, and he was in the film about the Harvard Law School. And then, of course, great black musician Luther Vandross, great voice. Among the deaths today, of course, is George Clinton. Mabel, I'm not sure about that. Ayub Khan. Ayub Khan was a Pakistani general who had gone to the Pakistani Military Academy, which was set up by Brigadier Ingle, Francis Ingle. And I asked, I knew General Ingle, I did interviews with him, and I asked him, was Ayub Khan, when his plane mysteriously, was he assassinated? And Brigadier Ingle said he wasn't quite sure, but, you know, you never know. And then in 1799, interesting date, Napoleon Bonaparte was the first one to come out and proclaim that Jerusalem should be set up for Jews. In 1836, Wisconsin, which is in the news recently with Reese Priebus and Paul Ryan, the Republican Party was set up there in the Ripon, I believe it was. In 1836, Wisconsin became a territory, became a state. Getting up to the Civil War in 1853, the Underground Railroad was set up by Harriet Tubman, very brave black woman. 1861, General Robert E. Lee, who was offered the command of the Union Army. His father was White Horse Harry Lee, hero of the American Revolutionary War. General Lee resigned from the U.S. Army and decided he would go with the state, and he was named Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Army, and had they had the resources, they may have won. In 1871, the President Andrew Johnson suspended habeas corpus. It's the third time this has been done. I think it was also done in both of our world wars. In 1872, the San Francisco Bar Association was organized. It's since been corrupted by people who have a sexual preference agenda. The bar does not respond to complaints from citizens and clients about corruption, fee fraud, tampering with cases, all of that. It's really been compromised. They ought to disband and reorganize. In 1902, one of the greatest pair of scientists, Pierre and Marie Curie, discovered radium. And, of course, she was the only woman to have two Nobel Prizes for science, I think physics and something else. And also her daughter, Irene, received a Nobel Prize, which well-deserved and well-earned. And in 1917, Lenin declared that Russia was a land, world of the free, land of the free in the world. 1934, Heinrich Himmler, who was Roman Catholic, a chicken farmer, he became head of the Prussian secret police and then later the Gestapo. 1945, on this day, the Russian army coming from the east entered Berlin, and of course what happened was a lot of German women were raped and murdered, and of course the Red Army supposedly had a military law which was supposed to court-martial rapists. Now, in 1962, French Charles de Gaulle, president of France, decided we had enough with the Indochina War, and he granted independence to Vietnam, or what was known as French Indochina. General Raoul Salon served over there. He couldn't bring victory for the French army. Then Salon went to Algeria, and the Algerians, which French Algerians were known as Pieds Noirs, Blackfeet. That's a derogatory term. It's like hillbilly. And they did not want De Gaulle to give Algeria independence. So there were four or five generals who revolted. It was the revolt of the generals, and there was terrorism. Now, there's a famous movie called Battle of Algiers, which by Costa Gavras. You should see that film if you want to understand this history. Salon was captured. They tried to assassinate De Gaulle, but they were unsuccessful. That famous film about, I think, Frederick Forsyth, which would depicted the attempted assassination of Charles de Gaulle. And in 1971, the SCOTUS, U.S. Supreme Court, issued its ruling that busing was legal and was allowed to promote integration. Let's see. And then, of course, Marcus Aurelius, a great, great philosopher and one of the last of the greatest of the Roman emperors. And then it was Constantine who brought Christianity to the Italians, and that became Roman Catholicism as we see it today. And then we're facing in the Catholic Church a possible schism because some of the things that this Jesuit Pope is doing, and he seemed to be interfering in American politics, which is a no-no. Now, in part two, we are continuing with our expose, documentary expose on single-use toilets, which have been in use here in San Francisco and in hospitals, in businesses. And, of course, they were Frank Jordan, who was former police chief and mayor, in his administration, he set up these toilets on the streets, and DeCole cleans them every day or every other day. They're known as Jordan Johns. Now, the promoters of these video voyeur toilet scamming criminals, just the case, unfortunately timely for this agenda, that Jason Pomare, a transgender, was arrested in Palmdale, California. He was caught in Macy's department store in their toilet videotaping women from under a stall. In another case, according to Breitbart News, an illegal alien from Mexico was caught in a Texas town videotaping women in a toilet there. This is nothing new. Well, the transgender thing is relatively new, but videotaping of males is in many of these video voyeur sites that are on the World Wide Web, and among them are the one that's said it was going to black out the viewers in North Carolina, and produced a video, at least one that we know about, of toilet sex videotaping in homosexual activity in a toilet. This goes on all the time, and it's rampant. And of course, these people use their ill-gotten gains are stashed overseas in places like Gibraltar, Cyprus, and other offshore money laundering for pornography and this videotaping. Now, when Hillary Clinton, I met her father many years ago, and he bought a gay bar in Chicago, and the connection was I lent my truck to contractors who were working for Hugh Rodham, and they didn't return the truck when they agreed to, so I went to get it, and he was on site, and he had said, I'm in a hurry, my daughter's just married this guy from Arkansas, who thinks, since he was born, thinks he should be president. And I said, well, I'll never vote for him, and I never have. But Hillary, apparently, according to intelligence sources that we know and other sources, that is involved in this lesbian political agenda. And in 1990, in San Francisco, two lesbians, open lesbians, Carol Migdon from New York and Roberta Achtenberg, who later became Undersecretary of HUD, they ran for the San Francisco Board of Supervisors or City Councilors, City and County Councilors. And that's when the lesbian agenda first came out. Later, they attempted to put more lesbians on the board, like Liao and Christine, I forgot her last name, Olagoog. And there's another one on the board now, a woman named Jane Kim, who came from New York. Her parents came from Korea. We don't know if it's North or South, but what's interesting in this with this lesbian is that she refuses to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Her parents were lucky because the United States Army and the UN fought the North Koreans and the Chinese to keep Korea from becoming communist. Had they become communist, she might have been born under the domination and the tyranny of Kim Il-sung. And we know what's happening in North Korea. And so this contempt for American efforts and America's help to save her parents is outrageous. And, of course, she's pushing that lesbian agenda here in San Francisco. Now, At the American Bar Association, I covered two of them here in San Francisco, and I went to the one with Hillary Clinton. That's about the only time I saw her personally, and it was full of lesbians and left-wing women, and they were just gaga all over Hillary. I must say, this woman has a powerful allure, at least she did then. But my sources tell me, and of course the National Enquirer revealed the health records or health status of the presidential contenders in this 2016 election. And Rafael Ted Cruz will not reveal his records. Bernie Sanders has got some problems. I don't know about Cassidy. I don't think he came up. But also Trump supposedly is the healthiest of all, but Hillary is the most unhealthiest. It's known that she fell and damaged her head. And, of course, now the story comes out that she was brain damaged and that she forgets things. And it could be that when she was at the congressional hearing that she thought she was telling the truth about Benghazi and those emails and all that because she forgets things. And, you know, she's got a brain problem if this is accurate and appears to be. So this is another reason why she should never go near the Oval Office. So we're going to see what we shall see, as Marguerite Warren used to say. We will be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We've got some new videos going up on Amicus Veritas YouTube, AmiCusVeritas YouTube. And we're hoping that our website blog was hacked. So we've got to deal with that. And also we are also trying to digitalize all our print. Veritas USA is being digitalized. And the papers, most of them are from 1988 up to 2014, I think. And so that's being put together. And also over 1,500 interviews that we have done since we were correspondent, that's being digitalized also. So we got our hands full. So go to Amicus Veritas YouTube, AmiCusVeritas, and also we're going to, and I'm getting over this cold or whatever it was. and also what's coming up is the atomic bombing of Japan, and we have an interesting interview that I did with a Japanese veterinarian, and quite interesting what happened. We were still trying to find out what happened to the animals that were at Nagasaki and Hiroshima, what happened to the animals were used in atomic testing and hydrogen bomb testing at the Bikini Isle. So it's quite interesting. These poor animals suffered terribly, and we'll get into that. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Pony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen. Here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you...
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics on. or poker? Which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
Peter Paul Mazzola will be back Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stay safe.